So yesterday, oh,
Blog
Show's live.
Talk Radio.
Show is live, girl.
Sucker tried to play me, but you never paid me, never.
Oh no, you didn't.
Payback is a coming, you will be running forever.
Oh no, you didn't.
Until I get my vengeance, I will never end this mayhem.
Oh no, you didn't.
I'm a mercenary, you ain't got a prayer, you owe me.
Oh no, you didn't. Oh no, you didn't. Oh no, you didn't. Oh no, you didn't.
I gotta say, here's my next goals for gaming. We made it to the Grammys. I now want to see them dancing on Dancing with the Stars to this song.
Yes, yes, that would be awesome. Oh, I love that idea.
A nice foxtrot or waltz to this song would be awesome. Have them dressed up like the characters. Awesome.
Yes, somebody get on that. Make that happen right now.
Check it out.
Oh, no, you didn't.
First you try to trap me, then you bust a cap in my ass.
Okay, that part obviously wouldn't make it.
Such humiliation will bring annihilation at last.
Oh, no.
Good morning, Gamerverse. How y'all doing out there?
Well, I am doing wonderful. I don't know about the rest of y'all. I'm a little bit cold, though. Just a little bit today. You shouldn't leave your windows open at night if, you know, there's going to be a cold front coming in.
Well, that's pretty much every night in the country in Texas.
It was a little bit cold last night. Today, I'm a little bit chilly.
Just a little bit chilly?
Just a little bit. I'm wrapped up inside one of these blankets made out of yarn. I don't know what you call them.
Yes. You know what? I have something for you, by the way. Thank you for reminding me. I get so busy. Oh, I think I have people's presents and things that I've made for them like for 2 or 3 years. They're trying to actually ask me. You know what's bad when people are, they're polite? Normally you don't ask people, where's my gift? But it's been so long, I'm getting asked. Now look, I told you the colors. I told you, and you said you made it. Where is it? It's in a bag. It's coming. I'm sorry, I know it's been 3 years. Anyway, yeah, we live in Texas. Or any place, I think, down south at night, it gets amazingly cold. You wouldn't believe how cold it is.
It does. It does, and I don't know why. Well, I don't know why, but I mean.
Because we still got all our green
like parts. 100-something-odd degrees during the afternoon. And here, it's weird. You know, most places, it starts cooling off afternoon. No, you have to wait till 5 or 6 o'clock for the temperature to actually go down, because it'll get hotter towards, you know, 3 and 4 o'clock instead of noon.
That's right. I love that about the South.
Mm-hmm. And it'll finally start getting cold about 3 o'clock, and then about 8 o'clock again, it's flipping hot.
Yeah, actually, I think when I got up at 5 this morning, it was already pretty, around 75, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that's the life. And my family's from Alabama, so at night, you had to have a quilt. And even in the summer, it's freezing. Anyway, we're all talking about weather. They're like, can you guys shut up and get to the news? I know. This is what happens when you have women, and we're just kind of chatting and hanging out.
True story. And it's all Corey's fault.
It's my fault?
Mm-hmm.
Well, in that case, I'm going first today, so ha.
All right.
But first,
Corey,
I need to.
Are you gonna steal?
Well, first I need to tell them that you're listening to Lunch with Ginger and Corey, and I'm Corey.
And I'm Ginger.
And today, it's Tuesday. It's Tuesday, and the lead story, of course, on my little plate, as I was talking to Ginger before the show, they're saying that 3DS sales have slowed considerably. These are from analysts. Sales of the Nintendo 3DS have slowed since the initial launch, according to analysts, with predictions suggesting that the new portable will not match the success of the original DS. I said, based on our recent checks, we believe that the sales of the 3DS have slowed considerably since the initial launch window. Although the Easter holiday could provide a near-term boost, that's from Lazazard. I'm going to need you guys to get a new name. Lazazard Capital Markets. And the guy over there that put this out is named Colin Sebastian. And this is also according to industry gamers. A new report from the research firm called Screen Digest suggested the 3DS will see rapid adoption in 2011 with a healthy 11.6 million sales by the end of the year. Okay, this is where I was telling you before the show. Contradiction, right in the same story. Which is it? Is it slowing down or is it speeding up? however, it cites competition from tablets and smartphones as reasons why the 3DS is unlikely to equal the sales of the DS. By 2015, Screen Digest estimates 70 million unit sales for the 3DS compared to 91 million for the Nintendo DS and DS Lite over the same period. The Nintendo DS family of consoles has currently sold upwards of 145 million worldwide. putting it on course to become the most successful video game format of all time, beating even the PlayStation 2 on 150 million. The 3DS has launched in a very different market to that of the end of 2004 when the original DS launched, with recent estimates placing U.S. launch figures at 750,000. This compares to the 303,000 in Europe, including 113,000 in the U.K. and 50,000 in Germany. With Nintendo reticent to reveal even those launch figures, the only country to provide regular weekly hardware updates is Japan, where the 3DS has sold only 800,000 units in its first month compared to its target of 1.5 million. As a result of the latter, Nintendo ADR shares reached a two-year low at the end of last week, which means you need to go over and buy the stock, people. That's when you buy it, over increasing uncertainty that the format's future sales potential. There's a couple of interesting comments on this, and this is actually posted over at gamesindustry.biz. If you want to go read, someone says we're still, I think, the second week after launch.
It's only been out 2 weeks.
Yeah, 2 weeks, so I'm not certain it's time to be saying anything yet. And you also have to keep in mind whatever they keep leaving out of these articles is, yes, it's launched in a different market. It's also launched in a different economic market. We don't have as much disposable income back in now as we did back in 2004. So there are those of us who have to save to buy our 3DS. We can't just run out and buy it, because I just ran right out and bought one because, you know, I was balling like that back in 2004. But now I got to be a little careful, watch for pennies and stuff, so I can't run out and buy it. And I'm willing to bet everybody's doing the same thing. They may just be waiting for Easter because they have to save a couple of paychecks. It is an expensive little handheld.
And with the things that have been going on with the economy recently, I know a lot of people are not going to be running out and buying these just right now.
And I love how Japan is included. Do we not aware that Japan just had an earthquake? Two major earthquakes? Why exactly would they be worried about running out to buy the DS? 800,000 units is good for people who just had a major earthquake. I'm just saying. Mm-hmm. So I wonder if they take any of this stuff into account. Really, people?
I don't think they do.
Okay, well, move along. Ginger.
All right, my turn. THQ calls recent layoffs just business. yeah, good business. GamePolitics.com. When you're not inside the bubble of a corporation, it seems kind of cold to lay off dozens of employees with the same level of consideration that you might order lunch or choose what movie to see at the local movie theater. That is how we perceive the decisions of executives when they announce massive layoffs, but it certainly does not help when executives say things like, hey, it's just business. Nevertheless, THQ Vice President Danny Bilson says the recent layoffs of its Chaos and Volition studios shouldn't be seen as anything more than a normal part of the development cycle. THQ announced in late March that it had laid off 33 employees at two studios. 16 people were laid off from Red Faction and St. Rose Studios' Volition, while 17 employees were let go from Homefront developer Chaos Studios. Back in January, Bilson said that the fate of Chaos depended heavily on the success of Homefront. Homefront has proven to be a successful game, according to early sales and critics, but THQ still cut staff from the studio anyway. At a certain point, as you come out of the lifetime of a product, there are people that aren't needed for another year or year and a half until you're up to the full ramp-up. So these aren't punitive measures. They're normal cycling of game teams. If you said they shipped Red Faction and 120 guys were laid off, then we'd have something to talk about. He adds, in one game studio like Chaos, there's not work for 100 people right now. That's kind of how that works. It's pretty normal. Out of necessity, sometimes through movement and lack of work, it just happens. Looks like Game Politics pulled this from The Escapist this morning. You know, it is just business. I understand that part. But if y'all could be a little bit more caring in how you put this forward, we might, I don't know, not judge you so hard.
Yeah, because I guarantee the people who lost their jobs are not saying it's just business. They're saying
right
I lost
now,
the job.
They're trying to figure out how to support their families, what they're going to do with their homes.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not a good economy for this. I feel horrible for anybody who's losing a job right now.
Very, very horrible. Sorry, guys, but Texas, I just want to point it out again. there's always room in Texas. Come over here. Okay, so, Ginger, I'm cutting you. Okay, so this I just got in my hot little mailbox. That was probably not the best way to say that. Toyota and EA are announcing a green partnership in Monopoly Millionaires, the Facebook game. Players are treated to green virtual gifts in the Facebook version of the world's favorite family game brand. So today they announced a 12-month partnership. Again, that's between EA and Toyota Motor Sales. It features the Toyota Prius and the Toyota Prius Eco Greenhouse as a giftable virtual item within Monopoly Millionaires. Monopoly Millionaires is the first free-to-play social gaming version of the world's favorite family game from Hasbro. Monopoly Millionaires can be played on Facebook, of course, at Monopoly Millionaires. If you've never played, and I have, I am not that fond of it, but some of you out there really love it because you keep sending me stuff from it. Monopoly Millionaires takes the Monopoly brand into the world of social media. Now Toyota has offered a Toyota-branded virtual gift to the players of the game, and you just said that. What is with you, and who's writing these PRs? I mean, really.
I know, that sounds crazy, doesn't it?
Yeah, I hate when they do that. Well, let me tell you what Joy Taylor is saying, Global Director of Marketing Solutions at EA. Wow, glad I know who you are now, Joy. Monopoly and Toyota are two iconic brands, and I'm delighted, though she didn't say excited, but it's the same thing, to help bring them together. She says Toyota and Prius in particular has a huge devoted following that will get genuine value out of this partnership. We're connecting one of the world's most loved cars with the world's most loved games on the world's largest social media platform. It's very, guess what, exciting. And, of course, again, they continue. We're excited. Yeah, I'm going to leave it at that. Monopoly Millionaires was released back in February by EA on Facebook, and they're saying it was the fastest growing Facebook game during the weeks of March 7th through March 14th. Yeah, then, and had a 472% increase in players from March 1st to April 1st, according to App Data. Monopoly Millionaires, of course, has been designed specifically for Facebook to encourage players to continually engage and play with their friends, and the Toyota Prius Mover and Toyota Prius Eco Greenhouse may be gifted by players to their Facebook friends and family friends and family, and players can upgrade the Toyota Prius Eco Greenhouse by collecting various green property cards. I'm not a fan of the Monopoly on the Facebook, I gotta say.
I haven't really played it, so I really guess I shouldn't say much about it.
It's missing. And if you don't mind, Ginger, I got another one I want to run in together with that since we're talking about. Oh.
All right. Go for it.
This is actually also EA. Comes from develop.com if you want to go check it out. But basically, Playfish, who's owned by EA, is saying they're going to kill three of their games, Facebook games, for underperformance. They're saying despite garnering around 40,000 daily visits, several Playfish games are getting the axe. The wholly owned EA Facebook developer says it'll close several games because they are no longer garnering the kind of traffic they deem as quote-unquote good. The games Pirates Ahoy, Poker Rivals, and Gangster City, all three games that suck, will go offline on June 7th. Playfish urges users to spend their Playfish cash on its other games. The firm owned by EA, of course, said the trio of games are no longer performing at a level which they can continue to support. According to data gathered by Inside Social Games, it suggests that there's still consumer interest in these games. Pirates Ahoy, for example, still has around 40,000 daily active users and attracts approximately 267,000 customers per month. So will EA take the same tactic it has in the past with MMOs and social games, a sector that it probably does not have much familiarity with? We'll see. But it doesn't look good for some of you out there that love those games. Yeah, I was not a fan of Gangster City. I was the first time I played it. Poker Rivals, I was never interested in playing. And Pirates Ahoy, it's a little confusing. I don't know who designed it, but even me, who loves complicated games, could never figure out how the hell to play it.
And pretty much anything with gangster in it, I'm just going to avoid. And Corey is dying now. All right. Okay, I'm just going to go on ahead. Tracks from Paramore, Middle Class Rut, Medina Lake, and Darkest Hour storm the Guitar Hero Music Library today. It's slowly getting warmer outside, but living room rock stars will be heating things up quickly this April with the announcement of three new downloadable track packs for Activision's Guitar Hero Warriors of Rock and the Guitar Hero Music Library. Available now and featuring music from artists such as Grammy Award nominees Paramore, alternative rock staples Middle Class Rut and Medina Lake, and melodic death metal legend's Darkest Hours, these new downloadable offerings are sure to satisfy fans' musical appetites. Guitar Hero veterans and three-time Grammy Award-nominated pop-punk rockers Paramore join alternative rock band Medina Lake in their downloadable content debut with the four-song Emo Edge track pack. Ignorance, the first single from Paramore's 2009 record Brand New Eyes, and That's What You Get, the second single from the band's sophomore album Riot, coupled with Hey Superstar from Medina Lake's second EP, The Dresden Codex, and Across Five Oceans from their upcoming record World War III, round out the offering. Yeah, that's telling us about all the bands, but you already know this. All right, so let me get down to prices. The Middle Class Rut and Emo Edge track packs will be available on Xbox Live Marketplace for the Xbox 360 video game and entertainment system from Microsoft for 440 Microsoft points, on the PlayStation Store for the PlayStation 3 for £3.99, pounds, francs, squids, hell, I don't know, whatever that little L is. Wii is going to be 550 Wii points. The songs from the Middle Class Rut and Emo Edge track pack will also be released as downloadable singles for the Xbox 360 for 160 Microsoft points. PlayStation is going to be $1.59, pounds, quids, francs, stars, Linden dollars, I don't know. Wii for 200 Wii points. The Darkest Hour track pack will be available on the Xbox Live and for the Xbox 360, of course. For 440 Microsoft points, PlayStation is going to be £3.99, pounds, quids, francs, whatever. 160 as releasable singles on the Xbox 360. So that's 160 Microsoft points. PlayStation 3 for the singles, it's going to be $1.59. They say, in addition to the in-game music store and Xbox Live Marketplace for the Xbox 360, Xbox 360 owners can expand their Guitar Hero music library using the Guitar Hero VIP Pass music store, available exclusively on Xbox Live Online Entertainment Network. All right, so you want more information about you want more information about Guitar Hero, Warriors of Rock, and the entire lineup of downloadable songs and disc imports, you can visit guitarhero.com, or you can check them out on Facebook, which is facebook.com/guitarhero, and if you like Twitter, because I know somebody over there, Corey, likes Twitter a lot, you can check out twitter.com/guitarhero. All right, Corey, you still there?
I am.
Are you sure?
I was sneezing.
Bless you.
I mean, really sneezing, just back to back to back.
Oh, y'all missed it, guys. She's so cute when she sneezes. That's adorable.
Ooh. Okay, so mushy.
So adorable.
You wait.
I'm mushy. Don't you call me mushy.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Your time is coming Thursday. Mm-hmm.
Not this one. Next one.
Mm-hmm. Oh, really?
Yeah.
I'm glad you told me. Okay, anyway. To find out what we're talking about, you really need to be reading Sex in the Virtual City on the website.
There's going to be a whole story and pictures and everything when I'm done.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, what is with the PR today not working? What is that about?
I don't know, but like 9/10 of them are just not.
So you guys are getting all kinds of crazy news from us because, and some of it's not going up on the site because we're not able to give you the lovely screenshots and videos. Like right now, I am trying desperately to get you guys a video of Thor, the game God of Thunder, but it's just not loading. Lovely people, lovely. So I guess you'll have to do without, or God forbid, find it elsewhere. Don't do that. Okay, so.
No. Just stick around. We'll show you fluffy cakes instead.
We will?
Oh, all right. Corey might.
Hey! Well, I'm going to move to... I'm going to steal this from Jim because I know she was going to do it. Actually, it just came in. Ha, 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 ha. The George Geohot's court order is now in.
ooh. Tell us. What did he get slapped with? How bad did he get smacked?
Yes, this is from GamePolitics.com, and when I say it's just in, it's just in. As much as George Hotz says that the settlement agreement is confidential, after reading them, one can understand why he would want them to remain buried. According to those court documents, which have now been leaked to multiple hacking sites, and right now is posted on Video Game 247, tell them we sent you, Hotz was the losing party in the agreement. According to those court documents, Hotz has been put under a permanent injunction that forbids him from trafficking in any technology that circumvents any of the TPMs in any Sony product, including any kind of decryption code or technology. He is also banned from assisting anyone else in such activities or distributing and knowledgeable or confidential information related to Sony's products. His hands are tied and his voice is lost when it comes to any Sony products. I guess he'll be moving to Xbox. In the court order, it says if he engages in any of the activities that he was barred from under the court order, he can be fined $10,000 for each incident, up to a cap.
Ouch.
Up to a cap of $250,000. Also, should he violate the order, he also agrees that any further court proceedings will take place in California. In other words, if he agrees that the jurisdiction is officially California, appointed his lawyers argued against during most of the legal battle with Sony. If there is one thing HOTS won, it was that Sony did not ask that he pay any damages or legal fees. Still, his legal fees were not for free, so he has to pay for those. Whatever money he raised in donations in groups such as the EFF. And if you want to check out, again, the official court order, and this is Andrew Eisen who managed to hunt this down for us. It's over at VG. That's V as in Victor, G as in girl, 247.com. And search around there. You should be able to find it. Oh.
You got your pee-pee smacked.
We told you it was coming, dude.
Now what you going to do, Anonymous?
We're going to go after Sony. They're going to lift this injunction.
Yeah.
We're going to go after the judge. He's going Yeah, not happening, people.
They can keep trying, they can keep wishing, but I just don't see that happening. Why is my thing being silly right now? Okay.
Maybe Anonymous is attacking the web.
Something is going on. All right, this is a little short one, but at least it's working. Microsoft, pulling this from GamePolitics.com this morning, Microsoft considering free-to-play on Xbox Live.
What? Wait a minute, repeat that?
Rumor, Microsoft is considering free-to-play on Xbox Live.
So what do I get if I
pay? They really should. I know,
They should. I've been saying that. Either that or I need some prizes for my gamer badges and stuff.
Maybe Microsoft is taking its cues from Sony Online Entertainment and PlayStation Network's launch of Free Realms. Or maybe the whole story is the stuff of rumors. According to a trusted source, speaking to IGN, publishers and developers will be able to release games for free on Xbox Live. Developers and publishers will then be able to allow users to purchase content such as weapons, experience points, in-game currency, perks, and novelty items. The first of these titles is expected to arrive next year, according to the source. While that is fine, next year seems like a very long time to wait to bring free-to-play to Xbox Live. Microsoft is notorious for controlling microtransactions on Xbox Live, so it is doubtful that it has suddenly changed its policy. More likely, if it does allow for free-to-play products, they will be of the first-party nature. Still, it's an interesting rumor and business model that continues to gain popularity. Sony has already embraced it, and Microsoft would be smart to follow suit.
Yeah.
I like that idea.
I do too.
I don't want to have to play.
I don't mind paying, but I need to, you know, the reason why I pay and where everybody else pays is because you want to be special. You want some special things. And right now, even the basic membership that just allows you to access it, you don't get any special treatment, really. So I couldn't see the point in me paying at some point.
Exactly.
I would probably go to the free-to-play model. Haha. Mm-hmm. As long as, cause like I said, I think you can access it now. You just can't talk to anybody on Xbox Live, but people, free-to-play is good. And I'll say this again. For my badges, I want to be able to put them towards something so that I feel like I'm accomplishing something. And you keep saying, it's bragging rights. No, not really. I don't really care about bragging rights. Bragging rights is when I say, look, I got me a new iPad with all the points I've been saving up for 5 years. That's bragging.
Yeah, you know, and I don't mind having to save them up for an extremely long amount of time. It's the point of, you know, I know it's going somewhere.
Exactly. Exactly. So, I also got another press release in my box about our favorite people over at Fallen Earth. We unfortunately cannot give you screenshot. Well, they sent me some, but we're not going to get them up fast enough while I'm doing this. But I'll tell you what it's about. They're releasing their state of the game, and they do it for every month, in case you didn't know. And I love that about them. You always know what's going on with your MMO. Mm-hmm. They're saying they're preparing for Sector 4, Alpha Country. Stop drooling, Ginger.
I saw the video for that. Oh my God, the monsters!
Yeah, we
in
do
there.
Have that. Oh. We have that up somewhere on one of our, on our channel. You can look through the videos on the front page there. Senior game designer, our friend Marie Arose Crawl gives players a glimpse of work in progress to the series of screenshots. Again, I'll get those up for you shortly, but not just yet. I mean, they literally just popped into the box in this month's State of the Game. She said, since the team is hard at work prepping Alpha Country for launch this month, she thought she'd like to show you some of the behind-the-scenes shots of the devs' work in progress. And, of course, you can view the – I'm not going to read the entire thing. You can view the full State of the Game address on their website, which is fallenearth.com. Let me see if there's another – no, it's fallenearth.com/SOG_April. So State of the Game _April. I have not left my one sector. I'll probably need to get in there and play. And I've been itching to play. Does the food go bad when you don't use it? Because if that's the case, I got an inventory full of rotten chicken legs.
No,
and...
no, I've still got all kinds of food in my inventory, girl.
I think I'd like that added. I'm going to put that in. I'd like for it to degrade.
That would be nice. That would at least free up space in my vault.
I would love...
have no idea. All my
yes,
beans
I do.
Are loaded down.
Yes,
all
I do.
All the vaults.
I have like 55 shivs and 85 shuffles, all kinds of stuff. And I was like, what am I going to do with this? And they're like, sell it on the auction.
Take those apart.
I know now, but I'm busy riding my motorcycle.
That is a hot motorcycle, isn't it?
You haven't seen it since I painted it.
Mm-mm. Not to see it since you've painted it.
It's all red and black, baby.
Well, I'm back in Sector 1, so... I gotta go pick up my AP quest that I missed.
People are like, what? Now, that reminds me. You ladies out there that hear us talk about Fallen Earth, I'm actually talking with them about doing something with them so we can let you guys know what's inside. Because I managed to talk with a group of girls here week before last, and when I told them all the things that were in Fallen Earth, they all wanted to play. I think they're so secretive. With the website, a lot of people have no idea what's hiding in there. What a gem is hiding in there. So we're gonna show you.
Beautiful gem is what it is. Beautiful. It's huge, huge, massive game.
Gorgeous game. Gorgeous. Okay.
Gorgeous.
Is it?
It is gorgeous.
Okay, it's your turn, and my voice is trying to go away.
It is my turn. All right, there is another party going on. Of course, it's in the UK again because you UK people party all the damn time, and I'm jealous.
They sure do.
Uh-huh. Replay Expo 2011 hit gaming event returns to Blackpool this November. Replay Expo is the unique video gaming event that prides itself in celebrating both the classics as well as the very latest titles. Following the success of last year's debut show, Replay Expo will return to the Norbeck Castle Exhibition Center in Blackpool. Ooh, a castle? You get to... party? Gaming party? In a castle? Oh, come on. Y'all are just not fair. All right, so anyways, mm-hmm. This is in Blackpool on the 5th and 6th of November 2011, the final weekend of the famous Illuminations. This year's event will expand into additional halls, meaning 5,000-plus gamers will have access to even more arcade machines, pinball tables, consoles, and home computers. Can we go? Oh, that sounds like fun.
There's so many places to go. So
dude,
many things
we've
to do.
We've got play members who'd probably put us up to. In keeping with the inaugural event, though,
I'm nodding. Yes. Yes, do that.
Mm-hmm. In keeping with the inaugural event, there will be an equal emphasis on families as well as hardcore gamers. An increase in the number of junior tournaments throughout the weekend will ensure that there is something for everyone, young and old. Attendance from Nintendo, Sony, Sega, and other household names from the gaming world helped draw in the crowds last year, and visitors can once again expect good support from the games industry. The charity partner for this year's expo is GamesAid, an organization created by the UK video game industry to distribute funds amongst a diverse range of charities. All right, looks like tickets are already available. You can buy them at replayexpo.com. They do not give me a price, but... go over there and check that out. If you're in the UK, you really should go to these kind of things. That sounds like fun. And it's in a castle. A castle. Come on.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. okay. I want to say hello to my good friend, Drea. Avelia, they just made a new game yesterday. She works for a development company called Little Cave Hero. So I said I'd mention it, but I was trying to take a look at it while we were talking, and it has very loud music. So if you're at work and you're going to check that out because we told you to, please make sure you turn your sound down. Yeah. Okay. Let me clear my throat. This day in Barcelona, Spain, Enjoy Up Games has obtained their license from Nintendo to develop software for the 3DS. They're very excited, as always. You know, they're always excited. Julio, is it Julio when it's in Spain, or is it Julio? Do you know? Hello.
I'm Ginger? Muted. It's Julio.
Julio Moruno. I am sorry, and I love me some Barcelona. I'm sorry. We at Enjoy Up Games are very excited, of course, with the brand new possibilities that the Nintendo 3DS offers to us. It's a very impressive handheld, and its new capabilities will allow us to create many great original game experiences. We'd like to wholeheartedly thank Nintendo for their continuous support to us, and we can't be more thrilled than for the new times ahead. They do have a Facebook and a Twitter. I would suggest searching for it on Facebook because the link is way too long for me to give to you. It does start with Enjoy Up, and then there's a forward slash and a string of numbers that looks like the calculation for pi. Yes, I am a geek. And you can, of course, find them on and, of course, you can find them on Twitter, Enjoy Up Games. I'm trying to see what they've made that you might know of. Ah, Kronos Twins and 99 Bullets. Those two I know I've heard of.
Okay, yeah.
There's also Little Red Riding Hood's Zombie Barbecue, which I now want to play just for the title.
That sounds cute. You guys should send that to us.
And Soccer Up.
Yes.
I want to play Little Red Riding Hood's Zombie Barbecue.
Yes, that sounds epic.
That sounds so hot. I can just imagine. That's good game development. When the title alone gets you interested. Good. Love it. Okay, is it time? No, it's not time. I forgot. We're new, bigger, better.
We are new, bigger, and better.
I do wish we could post some news for you guys, but the interwebs is not acting right today.
No, I don't know what's going on.
And it's not us, because it's everywhere.
True story. Not us this time. All right. Hey, Corey, you want to be a star? You want to have your face in a game?
No.
Okay,
maybe. Jeez.
Atlus offers fans a chance to be featured in an upcoming Catherine trailer by answering questions about love and commitment.
Oh, hell no.
Atlus today offered... I already read that part. Come on, you don't have to repeat yourself. All right, in a video released today on YouTube, the publisher asks gamers to post direct video responses answering three heavy questions about commitment. Atlus will select answers from these submitted to appear in an official trailer. Who is this? Aram Jabari, I hope I didn't kill your name, manager of PR and sales at Atlus, says, Catherine offers an unprecedented exploration of the psychology and emotion of relationships and commitment. In other words,
really
the exploration of the crazy ex-girlfriend. A lot made of the game's delicious content and of the nightmarish action puzzle platform that ties the narrative scenes together, perhaps slightly overshadowing the game's daring subject matter. By allowing fans to share their opinions about such poignant, relatable subjects, we believe it will shine more light on some of the heavy ideas Catherine brings to the table. Atlus is requiring that videos posted as direct responses for consideration in the promotion be 720p or better. Video responses will be accepted for consideration until 5 o'clock p.m. PDT on April 22nd of 2011. A comprehensive list of rules, including the promotion's deadline, are available in the description of the YouTube video. That's a long link. I guess we'll just get it up on our website in a little bit. You can check that out. Catherine is currently scheduled to be released summer of 2011 for PlayStation 3 system and Xbox 360 system. All right. So, again, if you're into this, you want to try this, you want to be immortalized in a game, head over there and check that out.
You can't make me.
No. All right. For breaking news, special promotions, and insider info, head over to atlus.com/faithful to join the ranks of Atlus Faithful.
No, and you can't make me. Gosh.
Come on, it's Catherine. You know, any chick named Catherine is just like evil.
I thought she was good.
No.
I was wrong.
Catherine is evil.
I stand corrected.
She may be good.
And I say, again.
Successful. Trouble is, she's starting to talk about long-term commitment, something that Vincent spent his entire life avoiding, like most guys. Since romantic complications are the last thing he wants to deal with, Vincent meets his friends for their regular night of drinks. Little does he know that he's about to be blindsided by a beautiful, seductive, irresistible freight train named Catherine.
I don't know any woman that likes to be compared to a freight train.
I know, right? Suddenly, he's hung over in bed next to the most beautiful woman he's ever seen, unsure about the previous night's events. Was it just making out, he wonders, or did something more serious happen between them? Should he tell Catherine? Will he ever see Catherine again? Vincent's about to find that a stumble on the staircase of love can turn into a horrific, fatal plummet.
Because, yay, freight train. I didn't get past that. I'm pretty sure if she was human or a real person, she wouldn't either. On that note, I'm going to need...
Psycho.
That could be why you compared it to a freight train. Okay. I'm also, on that note, going to need Facebook to change some wording on some of the messages they send. Someone, you know how it says comment, someone commented on a comment you made? If they said anything back just as they mentioned you, you know, in a woman's mind that says, she's talking behind my back. You might want to change the wording.
True story.
I want to change the wording, Facebook. Just saying. Okay. So, good morning, Magica.
Good morning, Magica.
Magica, Vietnam invades digital retail shelves everywhere. I suppose I'll be getting a message from Blaster here in a couple of hours when he sees it on Steam. He's going to try me, Patty. They said a launch trailer has been released and no embedded journalists were hurt. So, but we'll have I have that trailer for you. Again, the interwebs is acting up. So it'll be up on our front page in just a minute here. But they're saying... I love their PRs. Their PRs are fun because I love the smell of Magica in the morning. The whimsical wizards of Paradox Interactive and Arrowhead Game Studios today announced the deployment of Magica Vietnam, the DLC for action-adventure game Magica. The DLC Magica Vietnam for the friendly, fire-filled indie hit is now available on all leading digital distribution platforms for... You ready for this price?
Oh, yes. Give me the price. Give me the price.
$4.99. $4.99.
Not bad.
Yeah, that's great for DLC. Unlike some other people who like to charge you $20, I'm looking at you, Microsoft. Anyway, Answer the call of duty, take up arms against the Goblin Kong, trudging through a napalm-scorched battlefield with a bad company of up to 4 wizard GIs, and earn new medals of honor and achievements as you eliminate scores of enemies with not-so-wizardly machine guns and a new napalm magic You can liberate prisoners from POW camps and escape to a Huey before it gets shot down by a pistol. All of this, of course, in your stylish robe and fatigues and hood-friendly helmet. Yes, they are wearing the hooded helmet. I think it's hilarious. Let me see. I'm trying to get some more.
Yeah, I don't think I trust you with napalm.
Oh, you're right not to trust me, especially in Madagascar.
We all heard the story about the shield and the fireball. I'm thinking napalm's not going to be much better.
That is why I'll be playing later, just so I can laugh. Some of you out there that have added yourself to my friends list over at Steam will be finding yourself with napalm all on the back, around the head, on purpose. Okay, so some of the features is it's Vietnam-themed game world with a twist. It has 2 challenge maps, 1 scenario challenge, and 1 survival challenge. New Vietnam-themed enemies, many new Vietnam-era weapons, your stylish GI wizard robe. I wonder if they borrowed that design from our contest winner. New magic, Napalm Strike. Innovative and dynamic spellcasting systems with thousands of possible combinations. Up to 4-player co-op in all game modes, as well as single-player option. Experience the parody and satire of a cliche fantasy world jungle war. Of course, you can check out the latest news from Magica with us on our website, or you can pop over to their Facebook page, Magica Game. Follow them on Twitter, Magica Game. MagicaGame.com, and they even have a forum, forum.paradoxplaza.com. I love the people at Paradox.
Paradox people are awesome. We love you guys and gals.
It is. People. Oh, I can't say this online, but yeah, we need to talk about this after.
Oh, you gotta tell me. You got some juice? Oh, I gotta know.
It's just a little. It's just a small amount of juice. It's just a little drop to part.
Oh, I love you some juice.
Yes, it's some delicious juice that they sent over just for us. I love when they do that. But we'll have some. I think that trailer's going up probably while Ginger's talking.
Yes. All right. Well, you know, I've been saying I need a new keyboard since, you know, my WASD is just about completely worn off now.
Completely worn off?
Completely.
You don't even know which ones are the WASD. They're gone.
That is true. As long as I don't look at it, I can type just fine. It's when I actually look at my keyboard, I'm like, wait a minute, what key is that supposed to be? Yeah. All right. So the QPad MK80 mechanical keyboard is now out. The world-renowned premium gaming gear company QPad sets a new standard in keyboard performance with the MK80 mechanical keyboard. Targeted at pro gamers and demanding enthusiasts, this full-sized board boasts to bring a new dimension to the gaming experience. This keyboard is packed with state-of-the-art technology, such as individual LEDs for each key. Ooh, that's hot. And switches plated with gold, silver, alum. Anyways, but it's the core functionality of the board that really makes it unique. The QPad MK80 mechanical key technology. Unlike your average keyboard that functions through rubber domes, forcing you to press each key all the way down in order for the stroke to register, the MK80 sports true mechanical switches with unmatched accuracy and feel. No more pressing cheap plastic bits with full force in order to activate the keys. The QPad keyboard will respond to your every move in an instant.
Your every touch. Caress.
I know. Oh, I already want to caress this thing. All right. Other boards normally have a short lifespan and wear out quickly, resulting in unresponsiveness, just like a guy. Clunky feel to the keys. For most gamers as well as professional typists, it's all about the feel, and that is where the QPad MK80 truly shines. Oh, my God. Each key is built to last 50 million strokes. I'm sorry. And the QPad MK80 mechanical key technology provides distinct feedback and puts you in an absolute control. The travel distance of the keys is set to 4 millimeters with an actuation point at 2 millimeters. Typing or gaming on the QPad MK80 simulates the experience of a mouse click. You press it, you hear it, and you feel it. Oh, that's hot. QPad strongly recommended their board to be set up via the PS2 connector when possible. This will enable unlimited amount of simultaneous key presses, and since USB connected keyboards force your CPU to take time pulling the strokes, it'll also allow it'll also allow your computer to focus on what you want it to, running your game as fast as possible.
No, that's bad.
The QPad MK80 comes with two-port high-speed USB hub, 3 5-millimeter headphone and microphone jacks, and a detachable wrist pad. 4 different backlight levels allow you to find the right key day or night in any situation. Other nifty functions include full in-key rollover with PS2 or 6-key rollover with USB, gold-plated connectors for extremely low latency, media keys for volume, control, play, pause, and skip tracks. The board also supports full anti-ghosting with additional PS2 plug. Overall, this unique high-end keyboard carries the potential to set a new standard in computer peripherals. QPad will present the MK80 to fans, gamers, the industry, and the world for the very first time at Norway's biggest gaming convention, The Gathering, held in Hamar, Norway. Looks like this is going to be available in May, and I just pulled up the pictures, and oh my god, this thing is hot. Actually, that's I like that. It's kind of got a slim look to it. Ah, that is... Oh, yes, she's playing the porn music while I'm looking at these pictures. Ah, yeah, that's hot. I could see stroking that. All right, Corey, it's your turn. Ah. Yeah, I may need a mean...
I'm talking all muted. She didn't realize it's almost break time. See, she was all caught up in the whole, oh, I want to stroke this keyboard. Hands above the desk, people. Remember, you can find this and other news at our website. Yes. Yeah, you can find this at other news at gamernatrix.com. I'm not talking to you. And gamergirlsradio.com. And you can listen to the non-streaming portion of our show, which is going to start here in about 45 seconds later, about 15 minutes after noon. And we love you. Try to keep your hands above the desk. I know your ginger got you all excited. We'll see you guys on the other side.
Well, we got excited.
Yeah, your voice started getting lower and lower.
Hot, dude.
You gotta be the only news show that gets all excited
over a keyboard. You know, and it's not one of those stupid, cheesy, geeky keyboards that are out now. Everybody wants them where they're all neon orange and red and loud.
Oh, no.
I hate those things.
I don't need a loud keyboard.
Black and slim and smooth. A little bit of blue lighting. I like the whole romantic lighting to it. Mood lighting. Oh, yeah.
Something's wrong with our ginger. Now, save yourself. There's no hope for the rest of us. Save yourself.
Does that say Weed Plus Gaming on the bottom?
It probably does. All right. That's our break. We are back. I've managed to keep Ginger's hands above the desk. I hope. Ginger.
Yeah, they're
bad.
Above the desk.
Bad Ginger. Bad.
Yeah, I would stroke that thing. I'd stroke that thing all night long.
Ginger.
Pew, 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 people with headshots.
Good Lord. I raised them wrong. That's all I can say. Okay, so moving along. Interesting news, as always. I have so much news. I usually have no idea what to tell you first because it's all juicy. However, I'll share this little tidbit with you. You know that little game that came out? You know the one with the Chinese girl with the blue outfit and she kicks a lot and the guy, you know, that jumps up and he spins around with the foot and the headband. You know that game I'm talking about?
No, I think that describes most of anything that comes out from there.
Well, it's old. It came out in...
Yeah, she's probably in some kind of schoolgirl outfit with like a tie and long hair and eyes. And
you are missing the whole joke here. You know what? I'm going to smack Ginger. You're supposed to know. The minute I say Chinese girl, blue outfit, thick legs, she kicks Chun-Li, Street Fighter 4.
Oh, there we go. Sorry, yeah.
Turning
you
your camera.
You said blue outfit, and I was thinking Sailor Moon.
No, Sailor Moon wishes she was Chun-Li. Anyway, and that's right, I said it. I don't care about you people out there that like Sailor Moon. Oh, anyway, Super Street Fighter 4 3D Edition shipped 1 million units. Can you believe that? Although the currently Japanese-only Professor Layton and the Mask of Miracle from Level 5 has been, up till now, the best-selling 3DS title in Japan. Super Street Fighter, even during an earthquake 4, is expected to be the bestseller here in the U.S. when sales figures are released later this week. The game's success marks only the second time the most successful launch of a new Nintendo console has not been a first-party title, following Star Wars Rogue Leader for the GameCube. Although, like many DS titles before it, Super Street Fighter 4 is distributed by Nintendo rather than Capcom in Europe. Although primarily a port of the existing HD console version, the game has been praised by reviewers and makes an extensive use of the 3D's inbuilt features, including Street Pass. It is also the only launch title to feature an online mode, which is effing hot. Woo! I need to fan myself. Oh, I'm still doing news. Okay, anyway.
Yes, you are.
Okay, so Capcom has committed heavily to the 3DS format, which is great, with titles such as Resident Evil, The Mercenaries 3D, Mega Man Legends 3, and Resident Evil Revelations already announced. It says, as always, we at Capcom will continue to pursue our single-content, multiple-usage strategy by making advancements on new hardware to maximize sales while leveraging our brands to bring maximum satisfaction to as many of our users as possible, said the company in a statement. The Street Fighter brand shipped over 31 million units on home consoles worldwide. Worldwide. I got a whole whiskey. I returned to prominence with 2009's Street Fighter 4. Recently, producer Yoshinori Ono hinted that an entry in the franchise is being planned for Facebook. Ha 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 ha. Oh, some of you are going down if it's on Facebook. Me and Chun-Li? Oh, it's on. Okay, I think the framework for social networking and fighting games or the amalgamation of fighting games has already started. So when I say that something will happen, I'm just going to add a little bit more on top of the framework we have now. Once that is done, I think we'll get there. See, this is what happens to Neil Young when you start mouthing off about how these consoles are dying and Facebook is the future and iPhone games are the future. Again, you're the new kid. You still got your price tag on your ear. And I'm going to say you never made a console game. So these people are the heavy hitters. They can come in and usurp your territory, and you can't do anything about theirs. You can't port an iPhone game, I lie, you can, to a console, unless you're Angry Birds, because Angry Birds is unprecedented. it really is. That made history. That's the first time we've had a game port from a cell phone to a console and do that well. I think that's a Guinness Book thing.
It might have been. I think we saw something like that.
If it isn't in there, it's going to be soon. That's amazing. But it wasn't Neil Young that did it. I had to throw that in. I'm still mad at him about his comments. Anyway, Ginger?
Yeah, Neil Young, I think you were off her list of sitting in the laps.
Oh, he was never on it.
Hey, Corey, you want to have a creepy Hurricane Island adventure?
I was just saying that this morning.
Yeah?
Yeah.
All right. Well, have you ever turned a corner and run into something strange or a little bit scary? In IGG's Voyage Century Online, the creepy and dangerous Hurricane Island is just like that, only much bigger and even more fearsome. It is home to the most amazing creatures and the most magnificent views you've ever seen. From crazy critters and lost cultures to isolated ruins and useless treasures, there's plenty of the weird and wild to encounter on Hurricane Island. Ape versus Dinosaurs, one of the first things players will stumble upon when they arrive, is also one of the most incredible...
Did you say apes? You said apes versus dinosaurs?
Yes.
Okay, shutting up. Continue.
The king of the apes struggles against terrifying dinosaurs. If you dare, you can join the fight and help the giant ape defeat his titanic tormentors. It's a battle of epic proportions that will test the mettle of even the bravest adventurers. A challenging group instance. The island's constant thick fog adds to the air of mystery and danger. If you want to begin your adventure, you'll need a strong team and the indispensable swamp map. The Mine Cave, Lizard Cave, Cliff Valley, and Secret Cave will challenge any group. The Gorilla King, Tyrannosaurus King, and other monsters make this island so dangerous that anyone who attempts to conquer it must exercise caution. If you're victorious, you may even find some relics among the monsters and perils. Many traps await you, but if you overcome all of these challenges, you stand to earn a wealth of stunning rewards. I know, right? Big adventures deserve big rewards. So what treasures can be found on this incredible island? There are many amazing stones, including the Blaze Stone, Windstorm Stone, Huge Power Stone, Blood Stone, Flame Stone, Amethyst Stone, and Holy Spirit Stone.
Wow, stoned.
Lots of stones. All right, let's get stoned. Other items include a level 2 special skill book, level 100 plus equipment plans and materials, level 100 plus jewelry and medicine plans, Ares suits, Hades suits, and refining items. All of these rare items and equipment are available if you succeed in your endeavors. Such a dangerous place may be daunting to some, but those who prevail deserve equally impressive rewards. All right, so if you're still confused, like me, and not quite sure what this game is about, you can visit the official Voyage Century Online site at vc.igg.com, or the latest Hurricane Island, you can visit, again, that's the same one, igg.com, to learn more about IGG's growing family of games.
No.
I may have to go over there just to see what this is about, because I'm reading this, and it still makes no sense to me.
Really?
Really? So what's the game about? All right, there are 100 plus levels, but what are you doing? What's the point? Let's give me something here. Am I just going to fight apes and dinosaurs? Because, you know.
Pretty much. Well, Sony has yet another victory over Microsoft, at least in Japan.
Ooh.
This is from GamesIndustry.biz. They're saying the move outsold the Kinect 2-1 in Japan. Sales of Sony's PlayStation Move motion control system were more than double those of Microsoft Kinect in Japan last year, as retail data for a number of peripherals is released. Information from regular chart compilers Media Create, as translated by Andrea Song, shows that the Kinect system sold 90,000 units in Japan through to January the 2nd of this year. By comparison, the PlayStation Move sold, are you ready? 170,000 units up through the same period. The figures includes bundles, but it is more likely the Move's total also includes both the navigation controller and multiple Move controllers bought by the same household. That's so good. Move was also released earlier in that year than Kinect, although there are reports in November that sales in Japan had already begun to stall. Other figures revealed by the data include a 784,000 unit sales for the DVR accessory Torn for the PlayStation 3. The device is smaller in concept to the European Play TV add-on and allows television programs to be stored and recorded on the PlayStation 3 hard drive. How very innovative. Finally, it's revealed that Super Mario Brothers 25th anniversary version of the Wii home console sold 97,427 units last year in Japan. Amazing. Wow. Well.
Well.
Well. And that's I'm shocked because Kinect has been going on about we're top selling, we're selling more than we. I think you guys are looking the wrong way crossing the street. Microsoft is what I'm thinking, and got hit by the Sony bus. Really, we was not the one you needed to be worried about. We is several years old. They've already made their money off the Move technology. You copied it. The people you were actually in competition with was the PlayStation. If you want to know God's honest truth, you were 3 years behind, you're not going to catch up to Wii in that respect. But you had Sony to contend with, and you weren't paying attention. So, one of the guys here, interesting comment, is saying, we live in a world where Japan supports mostly Sony and Nintendo. MS is still considered a distant third there. So, at first, the Xbox sold nothing in Japan, with the 360 finally starting to catch up and do better. So, that means you guys need to increase your presence over in Japan, most likely. I know everything's based here for Microsoft, but you probably need to set up an office. I work there. Ginger and I'll go.
Yeah.
Well, no, I can't say that. There's earthquakes. I'm not good with earthquakes.
Mm-hmm. The earthquakes, they scare me, but the whole radiation thing scares me a little bit more.
I
don't want a third arm.
It
might help my gaming.
No. It'll help more than your gaming. You'd be on TV. Try to figure out how to make
me for that.
No, look, let me try to figure out how to make more of you. A soldier with a third arm would be great. One hand can shoot and the other hand can reload for the other hand. Yeah, there's a game idea right there. See, I don't do good with natural disasters that I can't get away from. Let me put it to you this way. We have hurricanes down here in Texas. You can get away from those. You know they're coming 7 days in advance. You got time to pack up and leave.
Mm-hmm.
Snowstorms, same thing. You kind of know they're coming. You can either pack up and leave or, you know, do whatever you guys do during snowstorm. Tornadoes, don't get much of a warning, but you still know they're coming. You can hear the sound. You know, I need to get down in the basement.
And you know the storm's coming. If you're,
you yeah.
Us have nice little weather deals that'll tell us, make lots of noise, you know, mm-hmm. if one of those storms is coming.
Well, a tornado makes a very distinct sound. I've heard them. But earthquakes? You don't
not
know they're coming.
No.
No. You don't know they're coming.
All of a sudden, boom, your whole house is shaking.
And where can you go? You can't fly. But anyway, and on that note, it's almost time for us to go. And you know what? I think we got cut off, Jen.
Did we get cut off?
I think we got cut off.
BTR, what is wrong with you? You fell, BTR. You fell, you little English-speaking lady. You fell.
So on that note, we're probably going to need to get on out of here. Yay. We will talk to you guys tomorrow. Hopefully you can still hear us. We don't really know. Yeah,
well, again, we'll see you tomorrow. Tomorrow's hump day, so, you know, you can get your hump on, just not on us.
No. No, ma'am.
I know you're all hot and bothered because I was talking about the keyboard, but you cannot hump us.
Oh, dirty. Anyway. We'll see you guys tomorrow. Have a fantastic rest of the day, assuming you can hear us. Bye.
Bye, guys.